This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, what a loaded show this week. It is an all-players edition as several WHLers poised to represent their country at the upcoming 2025 IIHF World Junior Hockey Championships in Ottawa. We'll hear from several of the guys as they depart. Meanwhile, former Portland Winterhawk forward Tyson Kozak made his NHL debut with the Buffalo Sabres. We'll take you back to that. And current Portland Winterhawk Tyson Jugnauth is the Tempo WHL Player of the Week after a big weekend where he set a franchise record. He'll round out the show. First up, Canada's World Junior Selection Camp is wrapping up in Ottawa. 11 WHL players competing to make the Canadian squad, including Spokane Chiefs captain Berkeley Catton. Mike Boyle sat down with him before he departed.
Talk a little bit about the honor and what it means to you.
Yeah, well, it's a childhood dream, really. I mean, ever since you're a little kid at Christmas watching the World Junior, that's kind of my fondest memories. And to be able to, you know, go to this camp and have a chance to make the team is pretty cool. You know, and just even going through kind of the ranks from that first U-17 summer camp to now having a shot at, the big team. So it's really cool.
Obviously, a lot of guys you cross paths with that you're going to be in that camp. Who are you looking forward to seeing the most?
I think Gav McKenna. Mm-hmm. He's such a special talent, so it'll be fun to see him. I mean, I think I know every single guy there, really. And I even, our guys from Saskatoon, Braden Yeager, Riley Hyatt, me, and Caden Price, four guys from our little town and workout group, and we all skate together and hang out together, so it's pretty cool.
The fact that you guys work out together during the off season and such, how fun is that going to be part of a national team?
Yeah, it's so cool, and I think kind of gives credit to what we do back at home. Like in the summer, you know, our games are the most competitive games all year. Sometimes there's guys fighting and stuff, and we all push each other. You know, Kevin Korchinski's there too. And then Roger McQueen will be a top 10 pick this year. We're all together all the time, so it's pretty competitive and really cool to kind of see us all have success now.
What are you looking forward to the most out of the training camp, out of the tournament?
I think just to see the best of the best and how you compare to everyone, really. I mean, during this first part of the camp, it's definitely a lot of comparing. Where do I fit on the team? How is this going to shape up? And then, you know, once that's kind of said and done, it's all about just winning and bonding as a team. So I'm just really, you know, hoping and going to put my best foot forward to, you know, try and make this squad.
Do you have a particular memory of watching a past tournament or a guy that you kind of idolized when you were growing up?
Yeah, I mean, the list is really endless. I mean, even going to Seattle camp and Jordan Eberle, just a World Junior hero, and then he's sitting in the stall next to me for the game. It's cool now getting to this point and getting to meet these guys and be in these situations that you always dream of. I'd say probably the most fond memory I have, or the memory I remember the most, is Akil Thomas scoring that winner at the end there. And he didn't play much the whole tournament, and he got his shot at the end and made the best of it. So I think that's probably one of my favorites.
Well, as far as this team is concerned, the captain of your club, talk a little bit about how you guys have been going. You know, six in a row now. But what have you been able to do consistently well over that stretch?
Yeah, I think it all kind of started in that Everett game. We won before that with Red Deer, but I think it started then, and, you know, beating one of the best teams in the country, and it all started from our speed and our forecheck, I think, and that's our constant. I think we're good at winning puck battles, and when we do that, we're a team to, you don't want to be up against, but, you know, I think it's all about our speed and our forecheck are our two biggest things.
And speaking of those players originating out of Saskatoon, Regan Bartel spoke with Kelowna Rockets defenseman Caden Price ahead of the selection camp.
Well, Caden Price has a chance to obviously earn a spot on Canada's entry at the World Junior Hockey Championship back on defense. Great start, leading the WHL in points. We had a chance to talk earlier this season. You said, you want to know what? If I'm playing on the World Junior team, if I indeed make the cut, it's going to be because of defensive play. You still believe that?
Yeah, for sure. I think, with the forward group that they invited, I think there's a lot of skill up there. I think just transporting pucks is going to be huge. And getting into their hands as quick as possible and playing hard defense, you know, good gap, stuff like that. So, we're defense for a reason.
Everybody says it's a 19-year-old tournament. Do you believe it is? I mean, as a 19-year-old, this was your time to step up?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think, obviously they take best player available, right? So You know, at that camp, they're not looking really, I don't think, at age. I think it's, you know, whoever is the best on that ice surface and, you know, who they think fits the best. But, I mean, yeah, particularly, I think, you know, in most cases it is, you know, that extra year of development and just more, you know, your later teens kind of thing is definitely huge. But, yeah, I think it's best player available, and everybody's obviously vying for a spot.
You are familiar with a lot of players on the roster, a lot of Seattle Kraken content and a lot of Saskatoon content.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I'm familiar with most of the guys, and yeah, I know. I think it says a lot about Saskatchewan. You know, we produce a lot of good players. You know, there could have been a couple more guys I think that even get invited. So from Sask, so yeah, I think you know, it shows a lot about, you know, who we are as Sasky boys and stuff. But yeah, it's awesome.
You have worn Canadian colors before. What's it like to put on the Canadian jersey?
Yeah, it's really special. Anytime you get the chance to do it, you know, that red, white, and black is just, it's like no other. It's unbelievable, and getting on that ice in front of everybody, I think, is really cool. It's one step at a time, day by day. So, but yeah, it's unbelievable.
Because you played for Canada before on the international stage, who do you like to beat, and what's it like to always be the team or on the team that everybody wants to beat? What's that like?
Yeah, you always got a chip on your shoulder. No matter what team you're playing, they know it's Canada, and they're trying to beat Canada because usually we're one of the big dogs. So, you know, obviously we have rivals, and we go out there every game, you know, trying to win, because that's the goal, is the gold medal in any tournament. That's a goal you set. So, yeah, it's fun being the chip on, you know, having the chip on our shoulders. Everybody trying to knock us off, but you know, I think we thrive for that, and we like that.
And, Caden, is it more special to have the tournament here in Ottawa, to have it on Canadian soil?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, having it in the capital of Canada, it's pretty cool. You know, in front of our fans in a nice rink and everything. So, you know, it's gonna be an awesome tournament for whoever gets to make that team. I'm looking forward to, you know, trying to do that.
How proud are you of your accomplishment to be even named to the Team Canada training camp roster, considering, I think was it 9 defensemen were taken before you in the WHL prospect draft?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think there's at least 9 for sure. But yeah, I think, you know, I've always, you know, felt like I just keep going day by day and take it from there. You know, I feel like I've been looked over in parts of my career and stuff like that, but I don't mind it. I think I just fly under the radar sometimes and just do my thing. And it's just kind of just persistency and consistency, I think, at you know, getting better each and every day. Obviously, playing here has helped me a lot. I've been able to develop as a player and a person, you know, which is a huge, you know, path in my development here. But yeah, I mean, it's awesome, you know, to be named for 10 of the top 10 D, I guess, in the country is pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge accomplishment for sure.
Congratulations, play well, do well, and make that roster.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Prince George Cougars forward Riley Hite has been a top performer in the WHL the past 2 seasons. He has a shot. Cole Waldy spoke with him.
Yeah, it's good. I'm super excited to get up there for you know, the 3-day camp. But yeah, today I still got to go make a spot and yeah, I go prove myself. So
it's in Ottawa, the World Junior. I think a lot of people's favorite World Junior moment is Jordan Eberle in Ottawa, and for a chance to crack the team and play in Ottawa and to play at this tournament in Canada, feels like it adds a whole other, I guess, element to it.
Yeah, it's super cool to stay in Canada, like you said. Represent your country, first of all, on the team, and then, you know, try to win it in home ice is huge. And I know it's something that Hockey Canada doesn't take lightly, and I don't either. So, you know, it's super, super cool. Again, like I said, I'm just super excited to get up there and do the 2-3-day camp and see what happens.
Yeah, it's quick, right? It's a 3-day camp, you know, followed by the tournament. You know, the team's trying to pick a team for, you know, 7 games to try and get 7 wins. So I guess what's your mindset before you head to Ottawa for, obviously, again, a bit of a shortened camp, but again, a chance to, you know, achieve a dream?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to not overthink it too much. I think just go there and be myself and, you know, obviously work as hard as I can every day and just compete. And, yeah, just whatever role I need to fit in there, I'm going to do my best to, you know, try to get that role.
In goal, Brandon Wheat Kings goaltender Carson Bjarnason is right there among 4 goaltenders looking to crack the Canadian squad. Rob Mann has more from Brandon.
Well, the Wheat Kings will have some representation at Team Canada's camp. Carson Bjarnason joins us now. Carson, how did it feel to get the call knowing you would have an opportunity to represent your country?
It feels really good. Obviously, like you said, anytime you can represent your country and wear that maple leaf on your chest like I have, it's special. And obviously, you know, nothing but gold for the mindset. So that's what I'm going in for.
I'm glad you brought up the mindset going in, because there's four guys on the roster. The team will traditionally keep three, and then there's the battle within the battle for the starting goaltender position. Is it kind of in your mind that you want to be that starter?
Definitely. I think I have the confidence and the ability, but maybe I don't show it as much. I feel like I'm a pretty poised and stoic guy in the net, and I think that'll help the team. Hopefully, if I can play and them have confidence in me.
The goaltending fraternity is pretty small. Are these guys that you know going into competition against?
Yeah, definitely. Guys I've heard of for sure, and Ivan Kovac's obviously a young guy, and he's somebody I really want to meet. He's a great goaltender, and I hear nothing but the best for him, and I obviously know Scott and Carter, so it'll be good. It'll be friendly competition, and that's what you need.
You've played for Canada before. You've worn the Maple Leaf in the past. What's the level of competition been like at international hockey and the caliber of shooters you faced?
No, it's unbelievably high. It's amazing. Like, it takes your game to another level, which, is always nice in the middle of the season, too, so it'll be nice to be able to come back to Brandon and make that push to go further than the second or third round. We want to win it all. So,
you've played at the U18s, you've played at the Hlinka Gretzky, but the World Juniors is something else entirely. Do you have memories as a kid of watching that tournament around Boxing Day?
I think anybody in Canada does, even America. I think it's a pretty big deal, and I'd definitely say the biggest tournament in the world. So it'll be cool to be able to hopefully represent it and win gold.
Biggest tournament in the world, and I would argue Canada's goaltender has the biggest spotlight in the world on them. How do you feel about the possibility for that spotlight?
It'll be awesome. Pressure's a privilege, and that's something I'm really looking forward to, just in the fact that I'll be able to handle it, and I'm confident in my ability to do so.
You're going to be away from the team if you make the team and end up being the starter for 2-3 weeks. How do you feel about the hands you're leaving the team in with Ethan Eskett?
Really good, actually. Every game I've watched him, he's gotten better and better, and practice habits are definitely building. So that's somebody I'm definitely confident in and leaving our team in good spirits with.
Well, Carson, we always appreciate your time, and congratulations.
Yes, thanks, Rob.
Saskatoon Blades defenseman Tanner Molendijk will look for a spot on the team for a second straight year. Les Lazarek caught up with Molendijk before he departed for the nation's capital.
Yeah, I got the call. I was still sleeping. We had a little bit of a sleep in yesterday, so I was sleeping when Mike called me there, but obviously waking up to that is pretty special. I mean, obviously every kid looks up to that. I mean, you watch that for 15 years now, and I think, to get the opportunity to maybe play in that's going to be huge.
Yeah, I mean, last year you got injured during the pre-tournament game, and it's tough. I mean, you're halfway through, a third of the way through a season. Nobody's ever 100% right now. How do you feel your health is right now as you get ready to go to Ottawa for that camp?
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, obviously there's some bumps and bruises, but I mean, it's hockey. You're always going to have those things. I mean, you guys heard me coughing coming over here. Got a little bit of cold right now, but that's going to go away soon here.
And not to be outdone, on the other side, Edmonton Oil Kings defenseman Blake Fidler will attend Team USA selection camp. Matt Barrett spoke with the American-born defender.
Blake, first off, it's been a busy few months for you, but let's talk about the World Junior selection camp invite. How cool was that to see that?
Yeah, it was unreal. I was just sitting at home. I was really sick, and I got the phone call and the text, and I was a little bit surprised, but it was super cool. I'm looking forward to the camp and hopefully being able to make the team.
That'll make you feel better when you're sick, eh?
Yeah. The adrenaline rush was real.
You also have just returned from CHL USA Prospects Challenge. How much of a whirlwind was that, and how cool was that experience for you?
Yeah, it was a cool experience to play with the best kids in North America, or with and against, and make some new friends. So, it was like a good little tournament, and it was fun.
How do you think you played in those two games?
Yeah, I thought I had a solid showing, just kind of showed my two-way game, defending hard and used my legs. But yeah, I thought it was good.
You've had kind of a crazy few months. Just how have you tried to maybe keep yourself maybe grounded, might be the word, throughout this stretch for you?
Yeah, I don't know. There's not a whole bunch of time to think. It just everything keeps on coming, and it's been busy, so just try to get my rest when I can.
As you've gone through kind of the draft process, have you thought about it at all?
Yeah, I mean it's kind of on your mind just because it's coming, but I kind of try to not think about it too much. I just got to play my game and focus on the things I can control.
I want to go back to the World Junior selection camp for you, and that obviously is so cool for you. But you know, being a guy who's not part of the U.S. national team program, does that even add to like the specialty of it for you?
I don't know. I think I chose the CHL, and yeah. I thought that was the best route for me, but both routes are great for your development. But no, I think it was cool no matter what route I take to make that team.
What do you think you're going to have to show to try and make that team?
Yeah, I think just kind of be myself, you know, just defend hard, play with some edge, and, you know, try not to think too much, just go out and play.
Did your dad didn't make a World Junior team, did he?
Nope.
No? So do you have a little leg up on him now?
Maybe a little bit, but I'm not on the team yet, so we'll see.
Blake, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks awesome. For doing this.
Thanks, Matt.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschen Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former Portland Winterhawk forward Tyson Kozak made his NHL debut with the Buffalo Sabres this past week. The 21-year-old from Souris, Manitoba, was called up for his debut in a game against the Winnipeg Jets.
When did you find out that you were going to play?
Earlier this morning, actually. I guess my parents got in last night. I didn't know about it. I saw them this morning in the hotel lobby, so it was kind of a surprise to me. I was wondering what they were doing here, but it was a pretty cool moment for sure.
How nervous were you?
Very, honestly. Legs were shaking, hands were shaking, but after that first shift, I felt very comfortable after that.
A milestone like this experience, does it make you kind of reflect on the journey that it's taken for you to get here?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, growing up in a small town, not a lot of hockey players play in the NHL from a small town, so that's a very cool moment for me, my family, and kind of everybody back home.
Kozak had a goal disallowed in that NHL debut, but just wait, he made good on that two nights later.
Snaps a pass up onto the wing, and the Sabres have three on the attack with a shot, take it, they score!
Yes.
And he's got it! His first NHL goal! And this one's going to count for Kozak!
Tyson Kozak was a seventh-round draft pick of the Sabres, 193rd overall in the 2021 NHL entry draft.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, Portland Winterhawks defenseman Tyson Jugnauth, the Tempo WHL Player of the Week. This after the Seattle Kraken prospect led all WHL skaters. He had 7 assists this past weekend and set a franchise record in the process. He joins us on the line in Portland. Tyson, first of all, before we talk about your big weekend, we have to ask you about the teddy bear toss celebration here. What was that? You guys planned like a party in the penalty box here, or what happened there?
Yeah, I don't really know. I think it was just kind of our thing this whole year has been, you know, pretty crazy sellies. So I think me and Kyle Chizowski were just thinking about it one day, and we were like, oh, might as well just go in the penalty box. So this kind of happened, and we just ended up in it.
Yeah, you set that up for the teddy bear goal. What was that like with, I don't know, thousands of bears there raining down as you guys got your first one against the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a little bit stressful there. You don't want to score it early as possible. So waiting until the second period wasn't ideal, but, you know, when it went in, it was just awesome. It's really cool to see all those bears coming down too.
Yeah, that was a big weekend for you. I know the team, they split the weekend, but let's talk about Saturday's effort. At what point did you kind of know that it could be sort of a franchise record or a big night for you as you were racking up the helpers there Saturday against the Giants?
Yeah, I don't really know. I think it just kind of, it was one of those games where things just seemed to be going in the net. I think I've had lots of games this year where maybe I've had like a couple assists, but I could have had more. And, you know, that game was one that I probably shouldn't have had 6. But at the end of the day, I'll take it. And, you know, it just, you know, when I kept shooting the puck in the net and ended up in the back of the net, it was like, oh, is this ever going to stop?
Yeah. Well, it was huge for you for sure. It is a franchise record. That's pretty nice to add your name to a Portland record book that is laden with history from several years.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, I didn't even know it was a franchise record, to be honest, but it is pretty cool to have that.
You are in your second year in Portland. Now, you were originally drafted in the WHL years ago, but a couple of moves later, you end up in Portland. What's it been like for you, that experience now in year 2?
I've loved it here. I think that it's been, you know, great for my hockey and everything just to be coming here. I love the coaches. I love the guys. I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, it's been an amazing 2 years.
You are now starting to put up some good offensive numbers. In fact, you lead all WHL defensemen in assists, points, power play assists. So it seems like you found your game there. You've at least found sort of a nice rhythm and maybe more minutes. Tell me about the difference between last year and this year.
Yeah, I think obviously I had a good year last year too, and we had a really good run. So, and then this year is just a little more opportunity. I'm playing, you know, a lot of minutes every night, and I'm just, you know, the coach are giving me a lot of trust and letting me do my thing out there. And I think it's nice to have guys like, you know, Chiz and, you know, Alex Biermeyer we just got that, you know, are able to score. You know, if I give them the puck, sometimes not in the best spot, they're still able to score. So that's nice for sure.
Yeah. Seattle Kraken defenseman. It seems like everybody in the WHL is a defensive prospect for the Seattle Kraken here. It's a really deep roster for sure. You play against them a lot of nights here. Is there a Seattle Kraken brotherhood around the league for you guys, or what's that like?
Yeah, I mean, I think you get to know those guys like Drago and Pryster and stuff like that. Like, you get to know them through camp and development camp and stuff. So whenever you play against them, it's always kind of it's fun. But you know, at the end of the day, I think we're all competing for, you know, 6 spots on Seattle in the future. So it's not all friendly as well.
What's it going to take for you to sign that NHL entry-level deal? Because after all, that's why you're here. You're back in the WHL, is to get that contract signed.
Yeah, I think that's something I'm working towards. And the biggest thing for me is to get bigger and stronger, and that's what they want me to do. So I'm working on that. But I know it's something I can't really control. So whenever it happens, or if it happens, it happens.
Yeah. What's going on in Portland this year? You guys seem to be a little bit streaky. You started off really hot, then you kind of took a bit of a dip, but it looks like you're back on track for the most part right now. What's been going on this season?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we have a younger team this year. You know, a lot of learning curves for the whole group. And, you know, we went on that little skid, but I think that a lot of games are close. We lost a few in overtime, a few one-goal games. So it could have been different for sure. And I think we have a really good group. I think we're only going to get better from here.
Okay, and set up the final weekend here before the Christmas break here, before you guys get a nice relaxing chance to get away and get back with family, for you back to Kelowna. What's the final weekend look like for you here?
Yeah, I think it's important for us to realize that these points are huge for us in the position we're in. And, you know, we've got a couple tough games to play. Everett tomorrow, Prince George on Friday. Those are two top teams that we need to bring our A game to, so.
All right, well, we look forward to it. Hey, congratulations on picking up this weekly award. Looks like you're out to a great start this season with the Winterhawks. And Tyson, appreciate you spending some time with here on WHL this week.
Awesome, thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to a group effort from across the league this week. Mike Boyle, Regan Bartel, Rob Mann, Cole Waldie, Les Lazarick, and Matt Barrett. Thanks, fellas. Happy holidays. Let's have a great final weekend of the WHL's first half.